all about. Things are changing these days. Oh, my gosh. Have you noticed that there's a little bit of swindling and corruption going on out there, everybody? Have you noticed that a lot of countries and systems are shaking at their knees and falling apart? Have you noticed that you just don't know quite who to trust? Have you noticed that a lot of people are expanding and growing and discovering their kind of inner authenticity? Have you noticed that a lot of people are doing much more magical stuff and that people are kinder to each other and people are getting together in groups? I mean, it's really kind of an interesting time, isn't it? Absolute extreme. I guess I don't think it's kind of polarizing as much as I see things are just like shaking, and I guess the word is dissembling. Or let's see, if we go back to the Wizard of Oz, we're getting to see behind the curtain faster and more loudly than ever before. And there's lions and tigers and bears, oh my. Anyway, welcome to Radiance by Design. My name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor, and I love it when you call in to this particular show and we get to share with one another. And my perspective is always to share how we grow, how we expand, how we unhook the things that are really limiting us. How do we create the reality that we really want to create? And tonight, I didn't know what I was going to talk about, but I just know that I was channeling a little while back, and the guides were saying, take people back to the beginning, because in this really interesting time where all the systems are shaking apart and where their swindling seems to be more, not only is it common and probably always has been, but it's really kind of top of the news these days. So it's like a really interesting time. And a lot of people are saying, wow, I don't feel very secure. My job isn't secure, or my income has been cut down. The CEOs are getting more, and a lot of the people are getting less and less and working longer and longer, back to the pits and the coal mines and so on. And it's really an interesting time for people who want to grow or who want to create their reality. And that's the time. I mean, it's right now, actually, is the time. And I don't know enough about astrology, and depth not on anymore, but I know we're having a face-off with Pluto and Uranus, I believe. I think Jackie's going to talk about it, so we'll get the actual information. But I know that the whole swan song, things are coming apart really amazingly, and things are being created really amazingly fast. So if we were to go back to the beginning of learning about creating our reality, what would we do? Well, I would say to you, we would go back into the center of ourself. Remember, it's all about me, me, me. Go right down inside, do some breathing, and do some wonderful meditations where you're just staying right in your center. And then take a look in your life. What is it you want to change? Where do you feel blocked? Do you feel blocked financially? Do you feel blocked about love? Do you feel stifled so that you can't even figure out what your dreams are? Like I say, drop in, get right into the center, into the kind of like the bottom center of yourself. To me, it's like it's kind of like entering a huge room once you get through the little doorway itself, right? And in that huge room, get to the bottom and get really centered. And then call forth your awareness of, for example, in relationship, what blocks me in relationship? And I was talking to someone today, and she had way down deep in her soul journey a kind of a drive at the soul when it wants to meet its fulfillment. She had this split in there, which was a reactive split that kept her separate from relationship, and a new growth that keeps her yearning for and driving forward into relationship, a little bit like Pluto pulling things down and Uranus wanting to create a brand new or invent a new way. So what is it that keeps her apart from people is setting up a wall and not feeling that she's lovable enough to be in relationship. So as soon as somebody gets close, she blocks that person. And the reason I'm picking on her is, A, she's probably not listening. I think she's at yoga tonight. But the, so I can trust that she won't be going, oh, no, she's talking about me. But the other thing is to pay attention to the wall in her case, or a lot of you out there are like this as well. Pay attention to that defensive wall you set up. Somebody I know sets it up in the form of a kind of a resistance to being scooped up into the world. Some people set it up in intimacy and want to kind of block the person from finding their vulnerability. But you and I know that we can bring those walls up and really be with them and feel them. And once you really feel them and you drop in there and you just feel them, remember, we're energy first and flesh later. We download the energy into our body-mind, into our physical. So as you do that and you feel it, notice where it is in your body, because your body is instructing you to know where you hide the cache for various reactions and so on. So as you feel it, and in this case, we're talking about her wall against relationship, the very thing she wants. She erects a wall. And I see it in her belly and right up to the solar plexus and right across, obviously, the heart. So as I see that, then what we want to do is exaggerate it, and then really feel the desperation that would make anyone want to erect a wall against the very love they want. There's always a feeling like desperation or fear or panic. It's way below the conscious mind, so we're not going to actually analyze everything. We're just going to give it some kind of substructure. So you go in there and you sit with that feeling. Now, if you have something else, like a resistance or like a suspicion or something, go right into that and see if you can get from your higher self and your body, because they do work in cahoots. If you can get the feeling underneath, is it a survival issue? Is it a self-protection issue? What is it? There you go. And as you ask that, what happens to your energy? Yeah. Because my friend that I first was picking on, the one that's at yoga tonight, it just looks like all of a sudden that wall breaks. And it becomes kind of a no thing for her. And for a few minutes, that fear of getting close is kind of gone. She gets kind of a flush of energy. So what you can say is, well, gee whiz, if it's only for a few minutes, what good does it do? And I say, if you do that, and as the guides say, if you do that kind of exercise, then you do it regularly, every time it comes up for a while, that wall dissipates. So when it comes up less and less and less. And then you, if you're like me and other people, you kind of forget about that particular issue that you had. And the reason we're going back to the beginning is because as the dissemblements come on and then the issues of security are great, they're really tremendous. The security in your home and family and your finances and your just jobs and in mortgages and travel and government and elections and war and terrorism. I mean, all these things are kind of crazy. You don't really know who to believe, and everything's in a state of flux, isn't it? So you bring up what happens in you. You go, oh my gosh, how can we trust anything? How can I trust, let's say, the finances? So you bring that feeling up. Now, a whole bunch of you, when you bring it up, your arms go weird, your neck goes weird, your throat gets tight. A couple of you got really bad vulnerability in your back, and you just keep exaggerating that and exaggerating that and exaggerating that, and then it'll start breaking apart. There it goes. And when it does break apart, now's the time for you to create the vision that you have. Maybe the vision is, oh, your mortgage is all paid off, or you're sharing a home, or your home is safe and powerful. Change the energy, change the reality. Maybe it's like that. So you throw your vision out there. But before you do, you've changed or you've reduced the weight or the intensity of the defense that you had against it, the panic. Because the panic is not a wonderful, wonderful vibrational tool to create your reality. It doesn't even work to kind of protect us, does it? So what we're going to do tonight is we're going to do a sacred geometric. Here's another important thing. They said start at the beginning, and I go, okay, the sacred geometric meditation is so that you can create a very safe place and vibrate in it. I mean, really feel the vibration. And in that very safe place, you'll actually be able to create a visualization or a series of visualizations that help you go into the world and manifest the kind of reality you want. Now, remember, most of our reality comes through our feelings. So if we're in a really nice home, we feel safe, and we feel kind of conscious of the beauty of it or the efficiency or something or the love and the warmth of the people in it and so on. But there's always feelings that help you measure what these things are like. So when we go into our sacred geometrics, two things. One is, you get to feel and experience the magic of your own visions and your own intentions. And the other thing is, when we're all doing it together, we're in a very, very vibrant community. It doesn't matter if you're in Timbuktu and I'm in Spuzzum, B.C. It's a wonderful closeness and a close community. Oh, goody, you've already called in. I'm excited. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. Who have I
How
got?
How are you?
I'm good. Who have I got?
My name is Helen.
Hi, Helen.
And
how are you doing?
I live in South Florida.
You live in
I'm
where?
I'm doing good, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good.
I live in South Florida.
Oh, good. You're a long way away, girl.
Yes.
You and I are pretty much kitty-cornered right across the whole country, aren't we?
Oh, yes.
Do you have a question for me tonight?
Yes. I was wondering, are you a medium?
I sure am.
Oh, awesome. I have some very close loved ones that have crossed over, and I was just wondering if you can, I mean, if they're going to come through or...
Yeah, give me a name here. There's actually an older man. Wait a sec. Well, you better give me a name because there's a little group. One of them's an older one. There's two older people. Are they your grandparents?
Probably my grandmother and my father probably. Oh, wait, and I have another grandmother that I was close to. She wasn't my blood grandmother, but she just recently crossed over.
Was she kind of dramatic? And well, this one is fairly dramatic and fairly, I just think she's a character, and she's quite spiritual, but she's got quite a strong showmanship about her. She wants to be funny, and she wants to be strong. Do you know who that is?
Yes. Uh-huh. My grandmother.
It's your other grandmother, isn't it? Is it your real grandmother?
Yeah, it's my real grandmother.
She's fine, but, you know, she's kind of warning you. Are you overdoing it right now? Because she's warning you. But she's doing well, and she's fine. I think she was pretty, I'm teasing her. She's a little bit bossy, right? She's pretty straightforward in what she had
oh,
to say.
Oh, yeah, very.
Yeah. Well, she's telling you to be careful that you're doing too much or there's something you're doing that's making you very tired and very depressed or something. You're suppressing who you really are. She doesn't want you to do that because it makes your life hard. She did that herself when she was young, but she doesn't want you to do that. Do you understand what she means by that?
Yes, uh-huh, I sure do.
Yeah, and she really cares about you. You're funny, and you're... How old are you, Helen?
Me, I'm 38.
Well, she thinks you're young, yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I feel young.
Yeah, because she's saying that she was like that. It took her a long time in this life to really get strong about herself. And you can... She wants you to know that you are surrounded by people that can help you get stronger about what it is you want to do. And She also, you have a high guidance. Do you know that? She's
okay.
She's telling you to look higher. Look at the higher insights, because you don't need to wait like she did. She apparently waited quite a while to be in her power, you know. You don't need to do that. And right beside that, I guess it's your dad. Is it her son that's your dad? Because there's a man right beside who seems like he's younger than she is.
It wasn't her son, no.
Was it her husband?
Is it a young man or an older man?
It's an older man, but he looks younger than she is or something.
Oh, okay. Then that must be my father. But I also lost somebody a lot younger than him.
Oh, that's not who this is. He's just
making friends. Okay.
Pardon me? I didn't hear you.
And that's what's been making me depressed lately.
Oh, okay. I want to just deal with your father, and then I need the name of your younger friend. Was he killed was he into drugs?
Yes, he was killed, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
He wasn't into drugs, no.
How was he killed? Was it shocking all of a sudden? Was it a gun?
Yes, yes. No, it's not a gun. It was a terrible accident.
Go ahead.
It might have looked like a gun, yeah. And, his physical being, when it happened, it could look like maybe he was shot by a gun or something.
Yeah, because I feel like he had a terrible wound in the ribs and chest area, and... Not actually sure. I think it must have been kind of crumpled because he had a huge wound in the chest area, I would say. I don't know if you know that.
No, I didn't know that.
Was he was your boyfriend? No.
No, he was my cousin. He was like my baby.
Well, you know, he... It must have happened and totally unexpectedly, because I want to say he needs a lot of prayers, because the prayers and talking to him will help wake him up. He's still kind of stunned. He had an awful lot of pain when he died, you know, and he's still pretty stunned. So you just need to keep talking to him, send prayers. He's got beings around him that are healing him. And as I'm talking about him, I feel a certain amount of physical pain. So I know that he needs a lot of healing yet.
Okay.
But he will be all right. As a matter of fact, he knew, at some level, he knew he was going to go. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
But he's still a little bit, like, stunned. You know, for example, if people commit suicide and they think there's nothing on the other side, they will stay in a trance until they finally wake up. He's not totally in a trance, but it was so excruciating. How long ago was it? Of course, there's no time over there, but how long ago was it?
It was January 31st of this year.
Okay, so that's not very long. He's still in a kind of a trance, and he needs some prayers. And it's funny, when you pray for what we call the dead, and we know better than to think, when you pray for people like that, it's like me seeing you when you're kind of vague about yourself. I'm going, oh, Helen, you've got a bright light. You're an amazing person and very creative, and you're going to blah, blah, blah. All your energy comes up, and you get more vibrant.
Okay.
And he needs that kind of feedback. Yeah. Don't worry about him as much.
He left us a gift.
I don't know what it is. What is it?
You want me to tell you what it is?
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He left us a baby, and we didn't even know until about 3 weeks ago. The baby's now 2 months old.
Oh, my. You didn't know his girlfriend?
Such a blessing to our family.
Aw, you didn't know his girlfriend was pregnant?
No, it actually wasn't his girlfriend. It was a girl that he really, really liked. It was like a very crazy situation because he really liked her, but she was in a 3-year relationship and he had a girlfriend and they kind of just hung out like 2 times, and it's like a miracle and a blessing all into one, because she's a much better girl than his girlfriend, and he was a much better guy than her boyfriend, and this baby kind of brought a blessing to our family and also to her and her family, because it got her away from an abusive relationship, and it feels like a movie, actually, in my life sometimes.
Wow, that is so wonderful, because this baby has a tremendous light. You know that.
Oh, yes.
This baby is a messenger.
Yes.
This baby is a messenger from, she also is very important. The baby's mother?
Oh, yes. We love her. This is, because my cousin AJ's mom is my aunt, and she's been very devastated because AJ was her whole world. And now that we have this baby, it's brought a lot of, like you say, light, you know, to her especially, that she really needed it. Like, she really needed this, and you're right, it's like a messenger to her and to
us.
Well,
tell, and I'll have to go because I have to take other callers, but you tell her that he's going to be fine, but he needs some prayers, and that this baby is, there's no accidents, really, and this baby is a tremendous gift, and the whole family is going to bloom as a result. It's very hard for any mother to lose a child, though, you know that.
Oh, yes, I can't even imagine. I don't have, my babies are four-legged, and I lost one of my four-legged babies, and it was devastating, so I can't even imagine.
No, but you remember this,
but
honey.
But thank you so much for your time. Uh-huh.
And just remember, he's still living, only he's over there, but he needs some prayers and love, and I think he picked up a bit of speed because we were talking about him tonight.
Okay, good.
All right, well, bless your heart. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much, Veronica. I appreciate it. Thank you for taking your time with me.
All right. Blessings. So that was a very interesting call. Now we're going to do a meditation, because if we don't, we won't have time. Oops, we have another caller. Shall I take it first? Yeah. Come on. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hello. I'm doing well. My name is Jason from South Florida.
Oh, hi, Jason from South Florida. Boy, we're kitty-cornered in the country again. What's your question?
I'd like to know if I can get a reading.
Sure. What would
if
you
possible?
Like? You have to narrow, because I only have a few minutes on the radio, you have to narrow it down a little bit. You got to watch your stomach. You got a funny stomach, mister. You look after that.
Oh, I know.
Okay, so throw me a question.
I just want to know if it's possible to get a reading, if it's not too late.
Well, just ask me a question.
Is that possible?
Yeah, of course.
A question?
Mm-hmm.
I'm really blank right now. I just want to know what's going on the other side, really.
Oh, you want to know what's going on the other side? Well, that might be too complicated for me to do in about 2 minutes' time. You need to ask something specific. This is too fast for all that, you know?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry.
Okay, what about for my occupation? You know, I'm struggling right now with what I'm doing, but, you know, I want to make a job change. You know, how can
I'll tell you something, Jason. You should be in the healing world. You need to help people. You want to know about the other side. You have a direct line of energy that comes through from the other side. You have the kind of inner that has an amazing ability to bring in higher energy and synthesize it, and really to become very intuitive with people and to really send energy, but also to guide them verbally and so on. You also have some kind of music and poetry in there, but you have a real gift that wants to come through. If I were you, what do you
do? Yes, I do.
What?
I'm a truck driver. I am a truck driver, you know, as a trade, CDL truck driver, but I am in tune with a lot of things people tell me. I'm very sensitive with a lot of things.
And, oh, honey, you can be very, very good.
And I just have to drop a couple of my bad habits and pick up some good habits and pursue that workshops and stuff in that field, you know. I just gotta work towards that. And my father, since my mother passed away, my father's been guiding me, and he's been, you know, telling me things, inspiring me how to do, you know, live the proper way. And this, he's been reading a lot of books about spirituality and stuff.
Oh, good. Well, I want you to keep going, because you've got a really powerful, you're not just good at it, you have a very powerful gift, and you have a direct line, like a really powerful light that wants to come through you. So when you're trying to deal with bad habits,
How can I work towards that? Meditating,
okay.
And
You keep like meditating, and you do a lot of like meditational breathing exercises would help you a lot. And also, I would get a book on amino acids, like Magnificent Mind.
My problem is I have a slight reading problem. I've been struggling with that all my life.
Is it a dyslexia thing?
Yeah, it was a dyslexia as a young age.
You don't have ADD.
I was in the kindergarten. Yes, I do.
I would go to somebody, get some help, and get on some amino acids, which are really important for getting your brain to work better. Because when you can stabilize your brain, you can stabilize, like, addictions, you can stabilize cravings, like, I don't know what
that's what I'm dealing with. That's what I'm dealing with right now, yeah.
Yeah, you need to take amino acids. You go to a health food shop and ask them, or go online, get somebody to work with you if you can't read it. And L-glutamine, for example, is a great way to stop drinking. You see, and it's an amino acid. And B vitamins are really good for sugar and drinking. So, like, there's all these different things I want you to do, because you've got a really special, sensitive brain.
Okay. This direct line, has it been there all my life, or is this something that's occurred recently?
I think it's been there all your life, but it's getting really strong, probably because your mom's on the other side. But you also are being...
My mom and my grandmother. My grandmother's passed away recently, like 2 months ago, and my mom passed away about 3 years ago.
Yeah, but honey, you know something, and then I'm going to have to say goodbye, because we've got to get on with the rest of the show. But the thing about you is you have it in you to have all of these experiences that whack you open to bring this light in, and that's what's happening right now. I'm glad you're a truck driver, because that gives you space to think and talk to God and whoever else will listen and help yourself open up. You can open up, Jason.
I need to.
You'll love it.
Okay, I appreciate. You know what happened? I called earlier and I fell asleep for the 8 o'clock session. And my girlfriend that just called just recently, Helen, she said call, and you can get a hold of somebody. The last person that you just talked about, her, by AJ, about her cousin and all that. I heard her on the phone with the miracle. I was like, wow.
Well, you take care and keep us posted. Take care, darling.
I appreciate that. I'll see you guys. I'll hear from you guys next month.
Okay, bye-bye. So let's all close our eyes and let's do a meditation together. It's really important to know that at this time, remember I said we were starting right from the beginning, the guide said, but it looks like what we're talking about is beings on the other side. And I always remind everybody that when it's swashbuckling time and crazy times like this, you want to be vertically connected. You want to be connected to your higher self and your guides and angels. Don't take your messages from the horizontal, meaning from peers or media and so on. Try to get yourself clear and call in the higher every day. So let's do our meditation all together, and then we'll be also upping the ante, vibrating higher collectively all together. So close your eyes, and up above your head about 2 miles, see a golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And now drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball down through your spine into the lower golden ball. Now, for those of you who are familiar with this, drop your four-sided pyramid from the top golden ball to about waist height, and upside down another one. So there's two pyramids, and they meet base to base. That gives you a diamond shape, an octahedron. And inside the octahedron, create a grand crystal ball. And inside of that crystal ball, create yourself in a star tetrahedron, a three-dimensional Star of David. And then start spinning and spinning. For people like Jason, even Helen, who called in, spinning and spinning and spinning. Keep going. Spinning and spinning can raise your fields and frequency and make it a lot easier for you to tap that ability you have to relate to life on the other side as well as this side. That's right. So spin and spin and spin. Now we're going to see a magical screen in front of us. In the first part of the screen, we're going to create a little movie of yourself becoming what it is you want to be. I always want to be consciously multidimensional and coming from the heart, and I see all the pieces coming to help me create that. What is it you want to be? It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be the same as me. See it coming together and see yourself in this movie of you. That's it. Becoming what it is you dream of becoming. Good, and when you feel you've accomplished that, wrap that in light. Move it over to the side, and let's create our second movie. The second movie is you producing something you really want to create. Yeah. So what is it you want? A book, a home and family, a business, a relationship with the other side? It doesn't matter. See all the resources coming so that you can do your project. You have the time, the space, the people. The resources, yay, and all the pieces come together. And you see yourself being able to attract all that you need to do this. Good. And then as you get it all created, then take a second and look around, clap for it, and then see all the resources and the time and the space coming to sustain your project, whatever it is. To create its market, to make it a home, whatever it is you're creating. Good. And wrap that in light. And then in our next little screen, we create the Galactic Healing Center. And the first thing you have is this wonderful healing table. And around the table, that normally invisible team that works with you, that'll stand round the table in order to do some healing work. Now, the first person who comes in onto the table is you. In my case, me. So you lie on the table, and you might have an idea about what kind of healing you need and what you want, and you can ask the team for that. Either that, or you just lie there and say, heal me, what is it I need? And they'll tell you. And then you can feel it happening and be really grateful as you feel the energies moving through your body, around your body. And when it's getting going, you want to say to them, do you have anything to tell me? Do you have any messages for me? And maybe you want to write that down, whatever they say to you. Excellent. And then wrap that in light and move it over to the side. Now we create another table, and then the team replicates themselves because they're really magical. And here's where we do some work on some other people. Now with Helen, I'm saying maybe you want to put your cousin who was so, it was such an incredible accident. You maybe want to put him on the table even though he's on the other side, because the part of his body that is very, his energy body even, that's all knotted up with this pain and struggle. The team can work on that. Either that or you just want to bring somebody else there. Now let's see who else wants to bring it. Okay. There's a woman who's just broken her hip and is threatening to get quite a cough. and she's an older lady. So let's have her down there. And then ask the team what they'd like to do with her and what they want to do. They're just moving energy right through her body and helping with her hip. Good. And she's just about 80, so the fear of her having a cough. They're moving it through. They're just flushing your body with this wonderful light, and I can just feel it. Can you? Who's on your table? Excellent. Now, she, what they're doing is making sure that she's very peaceful, which keeps her immune system becoming stronger and stronger. When she's afraid, her immune system is weakened, isn't it? And what's happening with your being, your patient? And let's wrap her in light and let that energy keep working with her. And then we'll set up a fresh table and wrap that in. Wonderful healing team who replicates themselves again. And who comes in this time? Oh, this is a woman. Oof, my goodness. This one has colitis. Incredible belly, terrible belly pain. Yeah. And we have this being lying down here. And we'll have the healing team around. Now, remember, when we have any illnesses at all, there's an emotional base to it. I think you all know that. And in this case, they're saying the emotional base is a fear. It comes from other lifetimes as well as this lifetime. And this person is afraid, just a moment. This person is afraid that he doesn't have any, I see two of them as a male and a female, and they don't even know each other. So anyway, he's afraid that he doesn't have any power in this life. And that, have you ever felt like this? It's almost like that people won't know who he is, can't know who he is, because there's something about him that's fraudulent. You ever felt like that? Gee, there's something about me that isn't right, and I don't want anybody to know that. It's probably not true, but we get these weird feelings, and he's just boiling inside. He's just pulling his subconscious, his belly area, his subconscious, karma, everything left over. So the team is sending really interesting kind of swirls of energy round and round and round his body, almost like a spiraling kind of a Velcro thing, pulling out some really deep self-fears, fears of who he is, fears of being vulnerable, fears of not being strong like he'd like to be. And now they're working with his brain pattern as well, because remember, our brains kind of function like a computer. Those programs run through the brain, but those brain patterns can be changed. We were telling Jason, look into amino acids and so on, and a lot of us are involved in the oneness blessings, and they use the Diksha and touch your head, and that also changes your brain, as does psychology, psychotherapy. A whole bunch of different things, you know, you have to take what, there you go, suits you. So our fellow with colitis and our woman with colitis, we're working with both her heads, both their heads and the belly, and now the heart. And then we're going to wrap that in light and move it over to the side and let it keep pumping away. And the final one, this has to be quick because, boy, oh, boy, we've taken a lot of time, but I think it was good that we had those callers. Now we're having a fresh table, and we're putting a political scenario on it. What do you want to put on there? Let's see. Let's put the election campaign on it again. Yeah, the American election campaign. And let's call in, let's ask the team to call in all of those realms of support that they belong to all the way out throughout the universes, right? Layer after layer after layer. And then let's, with all the power and the might and the love and the honesty and the goodwill and the ability to transform and transmute, let's call in the wonderful light from the great central sun. Have it come down through the top of your head, down, fill your neck and your heart and your arms until that light just pours out of your hand. And then you send that light up through the perineal area of everybody that you can imagine that's involved in this election campaign. Remember, change the energy, change the reality. What we want to do is we want to really flow higher frequency energy through all the people involved, whether it's media people, whether it's the PAC people, whether it's either party or the independents or the voters. We want to send light up through the perineum to absolutely flood these people to awaken the kind of consciousness that I know that, for example, our caller Jason and Helen both have potentially in there. We all have these seeds in there that the light is like watering the seeds, eh? There you go. And in that light, which is filled with a win-win consciousness, a consciousness of evolution, just see it touching and filling all of these different people. Call in a few angels while you're at it. Good. And now let's send that light all over the world, and we're going to pat parts of the world where there's strife, where there's starvation, where there's sickness, where there's pollution. Oh, my goodness. Where the ice caps are melting and the animals don't know where to go. Just send all that light. Change the energy, change the reality, so the reality is more suitable for all these beings. And pat that light round and round and round our planet. Now remember, as we send out energy, we create. So let's send out so much of this beautiful healing energy that it radiates off our planet and includes those beings who are around, we call them ETs, that maybe want to be universal companions with us. Yeah, and that are attracted to our attraction. And have that light roll around and round and round and round your planet until it comes back into your hand, flows up through your arms, swirls around in your beautiful heart, up your heart, right up through the top of your head, yeah, way back out into the great central sun, right? And then drops back down through you, right into the core of the earth. And now I'd like you to close off your Galactic Healing Center. Thank your team for being there. Jump into your star tetrahedron. And now spin and spin and spin. And then come on back in here with me. Maybe you want to do a little calling in. I don't know how many of you listen. Oh, I had some instruction that some of my shows, I wander around with my voice and I kind of walk away from the microphone. So I'm trying to be really good about it. So I'm hoping that you'll give me some feedback. You can email me, Veronica at VeronicaEntwistle, noHEntwistle.com. And also, I don't know how many of you listen to Paradigm Shifters. Paradigm Shifters is my other radio show, which is on Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock. And I love that show. That's where I interview other people who are purveyors of magic, people who are pushing the envelope, people who are artists, inventors, healers. But talk about right at the beginning, a lot of these people are handling, for example, the insecurity of not knowing how it's going to go and who to trust. They handle it by creating and contributing and so on. So I have a friend who's going to be on Tuesday night, and I want you to hear about this. She's a wonderful being. Her name is Serene Stevenson. And when she turned 80, she got herself a van. And it says on the back, us for precedent. And she spells it like it sounds like president, but it's precedent, meaning we're setting the tone for, we're doing the bottom step for. And she got that, and she's tootling around in her van, and she really wants to make a difference and have people think carefully about the election and the fact we all have to wake up. So she's going to talk to us. We're going to interview her. She's going to talk about for example, women's issues. She's going to talk about the art of being truly who you are. Her blog spot, I think it's called Blogspot, is Grandma Says. And so you can see her kind of talking and performing. So anyway, she's going to come on because on the 14th of October here in Bellingham, she's setting up a mock election. And there's kids of all ages and adults going to be there. And they're brainstorming and they're going to create and fantasize about what this world could be. She's bringing in a lot of young people for it. So she has a lot to say about what's going on the planet and how to get justice going and so on. So that's Tuesday night at 8 o'clock on Paradigm Shifters, 8 o'clock West Coast time. So this is Veronica Entwistle. We have enough time for two or maybe three callers, and you've got the phone numbers right there on the front of your screen, I think, have you? And then Jackie's show at the top of the hour is going to be talking about huge changes that are going on. Are you experiencing huge changes? Call in 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. So it's true, you can't really trust what's going on the planet. But, you know, the other thing that keeps occurring to me is that, you know, one of the people I interviewed for Paradigm Shifters is Aravinda. Aravinda is an amazing seer, knower, and he comes from, his lineage comes from an area in Himalayas where some of the people have actually managed to live for about 4,000 years. Now, is that possible or impossible? Well, they say there's a few of these villages hidden away on the planet. And one of the ways that they can do that is to be always clearing their own emotional debris, the kinds of reactions, the kinds of judgments of one another, the kinds of greed and jealousy and those things that we hear so much about. And some of them claim that you can really live a long time doing that. And I know this, that if you learn anything about history, that through time, like for example, I haven't studied this, but my partner has a lot. In the times of Atlantis were brought down by situations. Atlantis was as you know, the kind of hidden country. They say it sank. And it was brought to an end through all the corruption and so on. Well, the end of the Roman Empire was corrupt. And over again in human history, there have been these kind of times of endings, times of corruption, times of people undoing one another's lives, people stealing from one another, stealing all the money and running to the corner and going, I got all the money, and then the community collapses. But I'm sort of aware of something else, which is deep down inside, each of us is probably pretty ancient. Each of us has been through a number of these situations. Each of us is learning something about who we really are authentically and how to purify, how to clear up the kinds of emotions and reactions that we have that keep us separated from one another. And I keep thinking, well, maybe it doesn't matter what the huge collective political situation is. Maybe it's still back to just clearing away for ourselves, which is how I started this show. But there's another thing that Aravinda says, and I guess others say, but that's the only one I've heard that speaks this way. He says that every community, every country, every generation, has its own, you have your own dharma. That means why were you born, what it is you're trying to accomplish. But he says so does our collective. So does humanity right now have its own dharma. He called it Dharmi. And that there are, we know that 2012 is a time where there's a huge shift in consciousness possibilities of humanity because of the downloads or the flows of consciousness throughout the universes and so on. And in that, there's a lot of information, which cycles me back to when you do energy and you're bringing in energy from the universe, because these downloads include new energy, there's a lot of information in those as well. So I'm saying to you, I don't pretend to know exactly how it all works, but I know that the energy fields of the universe, or these even streams of energy, or these various ways energies flow to us from the universe, whether it's huge waves of consciousness like the Mayans talk about, or whether it's just small energies that are bouncing around because of shifting out of the universe and the rising of the frequencies in the universe, they all hold information so that you and I have the potential to comprehend, actually absorb all that and embody all that and actually comprehend a higher level of consciousness than we used to have, because these energies come through and like catalysts and help create a new kind of opening, a new kind of wisdom, a brighter light than we had before. And in that light, there's a lot more information. So it's kind of interesting to me sometimes when I go, oh my gosh, the world is coming apart. I go, well, I guess individually we're all able to grow a lot more than we ever were. And as we grow a lot more than we ever were able to do before, we're able to work collectively. Our communities can be of a much higher level as well. There are so many ways of holding that we each have tremendous power at this time on the planet, no matter how funny it all looks. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, I really hope that you're going to stay tuned at the top of the hour for Jackie and ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness and her wonderful team. Jackie will be starting to channel about halfway through the show, and her team answers some great questions. And you can write to me and ask questions of the team, and I'll bring them up for Jackie if you'd like. And that's at the top of the hour. And as I said, at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night, West Coast time, we're going to be talking to Serene Stevenson, also known as Grandma Says, Blogspot. And she's going to be talking about us for precedent and how to get really powerful at this time, how to rally with one another and not be combative, but to grow our own power and our consciousness. Now, my name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm about to start a new, launch a new website soon, so I hope you'll all tune in for that. And if you'd like to email me suggestions for guests, feedback on whether I'm straying from my microphone or if I became much more disciplined tonight, or just saying howdy do or whatever, Veronica@VeronicaEntwistle.com, Veronica@VeronicaEntwistle.com, or if you want a session with me and my wonderful guides and angels. So I'll see you at the top of the hour, and I'll be Jackie's sidekick for the next hour. See you in a bit. Thank you so much for listening.